Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Tuesday, the Tuesday after the final day of the 80th Nevada Legislature. They gaveled out just after 12 midnight last night, and they are done for the next 2 years. So congratulations to the 80th Nevada Legislature. It's incredible what they do. And they do it in 120 days. You keep asking yourself the question, why can't we do Washington, D.C. that way? You get in, you get out, and then you go back and you live under the laws that you pass or don't pass.
Amen to that.
Yeah. We were up last night. I couldn't sleep. So I watched on Nellis. NELIS, that's the state, I don't know, online access to your government. Jason Frierson, Assembly Speaker, spoke about the historic nature of the 80th legislature. This is cut nine, the Speaker closing out the 80th Nevada Legislature. Here it is.
This session, we all set out to move Nevada forward, advancing causes that touched on issues urban and rural, environmentally sound, and fiscally responsible. We committed to advancing causes that protect women's health choices, support teachers and children in the classroom, and maintain balance in encouraging entrepreneurial endeavors and protecting workers. We worked hard to advance issues embracing social justice, criminal justice reform, and election modernization. As is the case in every session, we did not always agree on where we were going, nor on how we were getting there. However, more frequently than most expected, we did find ways to have bipartisan support in over 60% of the measures that we passed, some passed unanimously. I'm not only proud of everything this body's accomplished, but I'm proud of how we did it. We've been statesmen and women, not only respectful and professional, but also collegial, and quite frequently, just a lot of fun. In an institution that has in recent sessions been less fulfilling personally compared to personal sacrifices, this session we made new friends and developed greater trust. I look forward to the future with promise that we'll work together, agreeing where we can find agreement and enjoying each other's commitment to causes we care about.
Well, that was cut 10. Jason Frierson, Assembly Speaker, as he closed out the 80th Nevada Legislature. I want to go to cut nine, or the other Frierson cut, and he spoke of the historic nature, and much was made in the final hour of the session about the historic nature of the 80th Nevada Legislature. Here it is.
As we prepare to wind down this historic legislative session, we look to sign you die, I want to express my gratitude for the immense honor of serving all of you. Speaker, once again, this has been one of the most challenging tasks that I've ever had. It's truly been an honor, and it's also one of the most rewarding. I'm humbled by the tremendous responsibility that you've given me and honored by your trust that I'd lead you with a steady hand. I've never taken it for granted, and I never will take this responsibility for granted. As I said from day one, I remain proud to be a part of history that all of you have made. Together, 120 days ago, we opened the session as the first female-led state legislature in the history of this whole nation. This session, you showed our state and our country how we can lead with women not only at the table, but by taking the lead on so many important issues. Not only do we have the most women ever in the state legislature, but we have advanced policies this session with five freshman senators in the Senate. And although many left People's House, we still consider them freshmen. They started off here and learned their craft before they went over to the Senate. But we also have 15 freshmen here in this assembly. 15 brave souls agreed to take on this responsibility and this incredible task, most probably not fully realizing what they were getting themselves into.
Isn't that the truth? Anyway, so the session is over. Now the question is, what did they do? Lisa Mayo will join us in our next hour, and we'll talk about the education funding bill. I believe it was SB 555. Somebody that's been through this war before is now running for Las Vegas City Council in Ward 2. Victoria Seaman will join us in studio, and we'll find out from her what those final hours are like. They are frantic. They're just bizarre sometimes. But Victoria Seaman has been there. She'll be with us in studio coming up in just a bit. One of the things that I want to get into, we're going to get into a lot of talk about impeachment. The president is in the UK at this hour. They state dinners and the whole thing. And the visit so far, I guess, has gone really well. The meetings with the Queen and the Prime Minister and all that, it's your basic everyday garden variety state visit. I will tell you this, though, getting back to the 80th Nevada legislature, the one thing I've learned is we won't know for 4 or 5 or maybe 6 or 7 days everything that this legislature did, how much damage the Dems did to the rest of us. But the one thing I can tell you, we don't know right now how good or how bad this 80th Nevada legislature was.
Doesn't look good.
We just, yeah, isn't that the truth? No. I shouldn't say that. We don't know yet how much damage has been done, but we will find out in the next few days. We'll find out what bills have been passed, what bills have been signed into law, what bills might be vetoed. Yeah. I am assuming there is no stomach for a special session on the part of the governor or the Democrat leadership. But who knows? At the end of the day, if all these numbers don't add up, they might end up with a special session. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the dreaded I word. And we'll also give you an example of a former member of Congress, now a presidential wannabe, one of the 24 Democrats out there, and how he came to California, the California State Convention, Democrat Convention, and how he was booed for a solid 2 minutes when he talked bad about Medicare for All. Again, this is the People's Republic of California we're talking about. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, my God. Talking presidential politics, and not about Kamala, the Ugandan giant, but Kamala Harris. From the People's Republic of California. By the way, I got a piece of news that's just in. CNN, which always sides with the left, believe it or not, I mean, and they've had nothing but bad news, it seems. They axed more than 100 jobs already this year, and the ratings are not much better. It's really sad. I mean, it is. Come on. Primetime hours for CNN were only able to average a measly 761,000 viewers, which the fake news media outlet Total Day viewers dove 9% compared to this same month a year ago to just 559,000 viewers. For comparison purposes, yeah, it doesn't at all. Fox News earned three times as many primetime viewers, 2.34 million, and more than twice as many total day viewers, 1.34 million. The most astounding thing, though, is that CNN's ratings are already so low, it seems impossible that they could get any lower. This is like Limbo Rock. How low can you go?
It's true, though. The ratings are dismal. I mean, CNN is a brand that, gosh, growing up, so many of us grew up with CNN and James Earl Jones. This is CNN. Right. Anyway, CNN has gotten, and this was from Breitbart. In fact, I'm going to quote a story that was in Breitbart this morning. And it's by John Nolte. But I want you to think about this for a second. In fact, I'm going to read from John Nolte's story. Over the past 6 years, as soon as Jeff Zucker took over, CNN got every major national story exactly wrong, including 1. Hispanic George Zimmerman, the white racist killer. Hands up, don't shoot. Remember Ferguson, Missouri? How about Trump can't win? How about Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist? Here's one. The KKK kids from KKK Covington High School. They got that story wrong. And how about this one? Trump colluded with Russia. CNN got that wrong as well. What does that tell you? And then you wonder why their numbers are in the dumper.
It's hard to keep up with reality.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? No, but I'm just telling you. The top 24 slots are all filled with shows from Fox News and MSNBC. And Fox holds 7 of the top 10. The insufferable Jake Tapper, the guy Zucker put at 4 o'clock Eastern time, hoping that he'd act like a primetime anchor as a lead-in for the rest of the night, landed in a pathetic 36th place with only 706,000 viewers. Look for CNN to make more big moves to clean out these wannabes. I mean, if John Nolte went right through the day, and even beginning with the New Day. New Day is losing about 80,000 viewers to Fox and Friends first, which starts, by the way, at 4 a.m. These people are awful. Anyway, I wanted to bring that piece of news to you. I want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? I mean, summer is here. And maybe now's the time to check out that summer outing for you, your family, or your business. Check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business, with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. We make it easy for you. We really honestly do. Okay, I talked about John Delaney. He is the former congressman from Maryland. Was on with Steve Kornacki. He was booed over the weekend a solid 2 minutes by a hostile crowd in the People's Republic of California. This was the California State Convention. And Delaney was on with Steve Kornacki after being booed for 2 minutes because he talked bad about Medicare for all. This is John Delaney.
We need, as Democrats, to build an economy that works, but it's got to be with smart policies. Medicare for all may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you.
And that booing went on for two 2 minutes. Joining me now is the target of that reaction, former Maryland Congressman John Delaney. Well, thanks for joining us. Let me start by asking you this. We played Hickenlooper. We played you. We are talking about you. We're not the only ones talking about you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted about you today. You're getting attention from this. Did you expect that reaction at this convention? Did you want that reaction at this convention?
So I don't say things because of any particular reaction I'm trying to get. I just try to tell people the truth. I think being president means making some tough decisions. And from the beginning of my campaign, I just want to tell the American people the truth, tell them what I believe in, and make sure we're having a debate about, in many ways, the most important issue for our country, which is how do we create a form of universal health care system? I've been talking about this since I announced my candidacy. What I said at that convention is nothing different than I've been saying in Iowa, New Hampshire, or anywhere else in this country I've been traveling to.
Sure, but I mean, when you were putting this speech together and you came to that line, you came to that section of your speech, you're a politician. You speak in front of crowds all the time.
Right.
You have a sense of the room. Did you have a sense that it was going to get that kind of reaction?
You know, it didn't really factor in. I mean, again, I want to talk to the American people about what I care about. I believe in the politics of addition. I don't believe in the politics of subtraction. And I think creating a form of universal health care in this country is incredibly important so we can end the tragedy of uninsured Americans. And I want to do that with the plan I have to give everyone health care as a basic right, and then they can opt and get private insurance. I don't think the right way to go forward is to say we're going to take 150 million health care plans away from the American people. That's the politics of subtraction. We know that doesn't work. The Republicans tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act about 60 times. And the bottom line is the American people like the benefits that the Affordable Care Act gave them. And so the Republicans weren't ultimately able to repeal it. And the same thing is true when we think about universal health care, right? I want to give everyone health care as a basic right, but I also want to give them the options of having private insurance. If we run on this notion that we're going to take that away from the American people, 150 million Americans have private insurance, 70% of them like it. That's just never going to happen.
John Delaney with Steve Kornacki on MSNBC yesterday. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to talk about the dreaded I word. Yeah, impeachment. It's being talked about more and more in Washington among Democrats, not among anybody else, and not even all Democrats. Stick around. More to do. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midway through a three-day state visit to Great Britain, President Trump renews criticism of London's mayor. During a news briefing in London beside the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump said that Mayor Sadiq Khan has done a poor job and shouldn't be publicly criticizing the U.S. president. Khan did, in interviews prior to Trump's arrival, saying that he was sorry to see his nation throwing the red carpet out for President Trump. Meanwhile, Trump also discounted reports of large protests.
I didn't see the protesters until just a little while ago, and it was a very, very small group of people put in for political reasons. It was fake news.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam calling for a special session of his state's lawmakers to take up gun control legislation after the deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach on Friday. He's calling for efforts to pass common sense public safety laws. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
That's what we call our Howard Dean. The former governor of New Hampshire, former presidential wannabe. But I wonder how guys like that would fare in this world today of 24 Democrat presidential wannabes. She's not a declared candidate yet. She might be before long. Pramila Jayapal is a Democrat congresswoman from Washington. She is on the House Judiciary Committee, and I want you to listen to the rationale. It's a little convoluted, and that's why we're going to let you hear all of it rather than a 20-second soundbite. This was yesterday. In fact, it was last night. Erin Burnett on CNN. Pramila Jayapal favors impeachment hearings. Now, let me just step back from this for a second. Many Democrats don't want impeachment hearings, but they do want hearings, whether it be the House Judiciary Committee or somebody else.
where they can lay out for the American people the case for impeachment. Right now, the American people aren't there. And their thought is that if we get these hearings and they're televised live and all of that, that, it will change the mind of Americans. This is Pramila Jayapal yesterday on CNN.
Congresswoman, I know you support opening an impeachment inquiry, and obviously Hakeem Jeffries now saying he does too. Clyburn saying it's inevitable, but we're now finding out behind closed doors the speaker still says she's opposed. What do you say to her?
Well, look, I think the big point here is that Democrats are united on our For the People agenda, and we're united on holding the president accountable. There is a difference of opinion within some of the caucus about how to best do that. You're going to see these contempt votes for the attorney general, for others that we might hold in contempt. You're going to see them come to the floor. We are going to be holding hearings in judiciary. We just announced on Monday we will have a part two with some very powerful prosecutors there. Many of us on the Judiciary Committee who have been in the details and in the weeds of this day in and day out for the last 6 months, we understand exactly what's at stake, and we have more information than some of the other caucus members. It may take us a while, but I really do believe that we need to have these hearings. I believe we should call them a formal impeachment inquiry, and we need to make sure we get the facts.
Do you think the speaker is moving at all in your direction? I mean, obviously she keeps having to address it, so on some level it's a thorny problem for her, but yeah. Do you think she's moving at all? I mean, do you still have confidence in her making the ultimate decision, which of course she does?
I do have confidence in her. She's got a different role. She's speaker of the whole caucus. She's got to get everybody to the same place. And, you know, we don't have that role. We are in judiciary. And I think that really this president is the one who controls what happens, because as he continues to just evade, obstruct, ongoing obstruction of justice, stopping witnesses from coming, ignoring legally authorized subpoenas, that is where you see us having to ramp up and say nobody is above the law, not even the president of the United States. That's what makes us a democracy.
Now, you know, back in the Nixon days, people point to the polls that showed, you know, less than 20% right. of Americans supported impeachment before formal impeachment hearings. And then when you got those proceedings, people tuned in, they listened, it was formal, they could see the evidence. Obviously, that changed dramatically. Right now, 41% of Americans support impeachment, which is way more than back then. But what I take away from this is actually 33% of Americans wanted to impeach Obama at this point in his presidency. 30% wanted to impeach George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. So we're higher than that, but sort of in that range. It just seems to be a more partisan time. Are you concerned about the public support numbers?
What I'm really concerned about is protecting our Constitution. That's what we were sworn to do. That's what we go to bed at night and wake up in the morning thinking about. And for me, you can't compare what has happened with this president, what is in this special counsel Mueller's report, the 10 potential charges of obstruction of justice, the interference by the Russian intelligence into our elections, and the absolute refusal of this president to do anything about it because he and his campaign team were deeply, integrally involved. All of that just makes everything else that's come before us in recent years anyway, not the Nixon years, really pale in comparison. And I think at some point we are here in office because we were elected by people to lead, and we have got to lead. We've got to help Americans understand what is in the Mueller report and lay it out for people, make sure we have the facts that we, you know, that we need ourselves, and then follow them to their conclusion. Because in the end, much more important than any specific election result is, do we have a democracy where there are three co-equal branches of government holding accountable everybody and not allowing us to have a king instead of a president?
I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this. We'll get to some calls later in the show, but it occurred to me that people like Pramila Jayapal don't give you a lot of credit. Like you're a bunch of sheep that need to be led around by the nose.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
But that's what a lot of Democrats, I think, feel about the electorate. That we're just not smart enough to figure this out on our own. So we've got to have these big hearings with the Klieg lights and the live TV cameras and, you know, holding up your right hand and pledging to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. I mean, that's essentially what people like Pramila Jayapal are saying. That without this, we can't get the American people on board with any talk of impeachment. And really, I believe it's around 50 members out of 223 members, I think it is, something like that, that are Democrats or socialists or whatever, independents. And that without these hearings, the American people will never get on board.
It's hard to keep up with reality.
Ain't that the truth? Anyway, there is a lot of talk about impeachment going on right now. And, you know, I'm not sure that anybody's mind's going to be changed. I think you have people that are so embedded in their positions. You know, whether it be for impeachment, against impeachment, for collusion, against collusion, for obstruction of justice, against obstruction of justice. I think people are so embedded in their opinions that I think this is where I think people like, well, most of the Democrats, Jerry Nadler and people like that, they just don't get it. I think a lot of Democrats are misreading the tea leaves big time. And that's why, you know, I think Nancy Pelosi is trying to protect her caucus. I think what she's trying to do is protect her members, because this thing could come back to really bite them. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Take a break. We'll come back more on impeachment. Also, Jared Kushner did a bizarre interview with Axios and with a Brit by the name of Jonathan Swan. And in it, he said he didn't know if confronted again with people that have information on a political opponent, and these people are Russian that are bringing you this information, would you rat them out? Would you drop a dime on them and call the FBI? Says, I don't know. And that has set off a...
I see nothing and I say nothing.
God, Hogan's Heroes reference. Oh, my God. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Across the state of Nevada, it is live and local now on the Nevada Talk Network. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall with you. The big controversy yesterday, I guess, was Jared Kushner. An interview with Kushner, who is the son-in-law of the president, was released by Axios. Jonathan Swan did the interview. In fact, let's go to cut four. Because this is Jared Kushner with Jonathan Swan, and what's got the Dems all riled up is he didn't know if he would call the FBI if the Russians came to him again with information on a future opponent, Joe Biden or whoever it might be. Doesn't know. This was Jared Kushner just the other day.
On June the 8th, 2016, you were sent an email with an offer of help for the Trump campaign from the Russian government.
I'm sorry, which email are you talking about?
The email from Ron Goldstone.
Look, Jonathan.
My question to you is, why didn't you pick up the phone and call the FBI? It was an email that said Russia, that said the Russian government was trying to help. Like, why didn't you do that?
Jonathan, we're in a place now where people are playing Monday morning quarterback and they're being so self-righteous. Let me put you in my shoes at that time, okay? I'm running three companies. I'm helping run the campaign. I get an email that says show up at 4 instead of 3 to a meeting that I'd been told about earlier that I didn't know what the hell it was about. Okay? I show up at the meeting. I stay for 15 minutes. It's a clown show. One second. Let me finish this. I text my assistant and say, you know, can you give me a call to get me the hell out of here? This is a waste of time. I leave. I never would have thought about that meeting again. Okay? Had there been something that actually was nefarious at that meeting that came up, maybe we would have done something different. But the reality is that the meeting was a total waste of time.
I need to stop you there. This is, we're talking about Russia here. They are a long-term adversary of the United States. Decades of hostility, including spying. Does it not set off at least some alarm bell when you see an email saying that the Russian government wants to help the campaign?
Like I said, the email that I got on my iPhone at the time basically said show up at 4. I didn't scroll down. I never would have thought about that
email. It had Russia in the subject line.
Again, I would get about 250 emails a day. And so I literally saw show up at 4. I showed up at 4.
But, would you call the FBI if it happened again?
I don't know. It's hard to do hypotheticals. But the reality is that we were not given anything that was salacious.
Anything salacious. And by the way, he was cleared by the Mueller report. They could have charged him with some sort of collusion or, something. The Espionage Act or something like that. But the Mueller report went out of its way to say, we're not charging him with anything, even spitting on the sidewalk. Now, what's interesting is when you listen to the analysts, let's go to cut 6. This is Jeffrey Toobin and David Gergen and John Berman whining. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to cut 7. This is Jeffrey Toobin and John Berman. The Jared Kushner, in his view, in Jeffrey Toobin's view, broke the law. Here it is.
The email that I got on my iPhone at the time basically said show up at 4. I didn't scroll down. I never would have thought about that
email. It had Russia in the subject line.
Again, I would get about 250 emails a day. And so I literally saw show up at 4. I showed up at 4.
But, would you call the FBI if it happened again?
I don't know. It's hard to do hypotheticals. But the reality is that we were not given anything that was salacious.
Jared Kushner can't say whether he would call the FBI if the Russians came offering help again during the campaign. I'm not so sure this is how national security is supposed to work for someone with top secret security clearance.
Well, it's atrocious. It's terrible. But it's also consistent with how the Trump administration and Trump personally is responding to the Mueller report. I remember Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani said, I'm going to Ukraine to get dirt on Joe Biden. Now, there was a outcry and he said, well, I guess I won't go to Ukraine. But there was certainly nothing wrong with that. The Trump universe obviously thinks that it is perfectly appropriate to get the help of foreigners to win presidential elections. That's illegal. They managed to skate in 2016 as a result of the sort of aborted meeting at Trump Tower. But obviously, if someone else comes calling, they'll take it again.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. For a free review, call Sam right now. He's waiting for your phone call. He's hanging by the... No, he's sitting right by the phone right now. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Now, this whole thing about Jared Kushner, to me, is a little bizarre. If Mueller had wanted to, he could have announced that he was going to press charges or refer it to the Southern District of New York. But he didn't. He didn't. By the way, the last word in this hour, I'm going to give to a former Republican consultant. This woman, she's an Hispanic. She was a prominent consultant and political strategist. She has now gone over to the dark side. She has worked extensively for CNN. Don't know whether her contract is still in force. But she's been on The View. She's become almost a regular on The View. Have you noticed that? Mainly because she says stupid things like cut 5. Here is Anna Navarro on The View yesterday.
I mean, that guy, you know, you
think
it was
swag,
the Queen of
though.
England who
yeah,
came out.
He has the one thing that he can claim that no one else in the country can say. He's the one guy that lost more money
than anybody.
Anybody. Yes. Okay? That is his claim. That is his, I mean, he'll never be the first black president, but he can be the guy who's lost more money than anybody in the world.
Yes.
The billion dollar loser.
Honey, if he continues using that self-tanning machine, God only knows what he's doing.
You know, but keep this in mind. This is the guy who's deciding on the economics of the country.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The guy who lost more money than anybody. Yeah. Okay?
He's not meeting with the prime minister, though.
No, he's not. There's really no political agenda.
It's all about
just the grandeur of it all, because that's what he feeds off. But he's less popular in Britain than Meghan Markle and any of them. They have the big baby balloon that's there driving him nuts. He's insulting the mayor. I mean, it's the projection is unbelievable. So,
you know, but he'll be
an embarrassment.
Make no mistake about that. He will be back.
Well, listen, just one last message to the Brits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
We can't take this anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's about what you would expect on The View. And considering that Anna Navarro, I don't know if she's still on CNN or not, but she's become kind of a fixture on The View. Anyway, The View giving its skeptical view of the president. Well, stupid. Yeah, stupid. Stupid's a good word. Stupid accurately describes Anna Navarro. Sorry to have to say that. Coming up in the program, Lisa Mayo, activist, mom. Let's see what else. Oh, political advisor. She has some thoughts on the education bill just passed by the 80th Nevada legislature, and the funding sources that are going to screw over rural districts. There is no doubt that the rural districts are going to be hurt by this. Yeah. No, it's true. No, it is absolutely positively true. Also, just to take a quick look at the roadmap, a little bit later on, just after 11 o'clock, Victoria Seaman, candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 2, will join us in studio. She's been through this final hours of the Nevada legislature. She's a former assemblywoman. And we'll find out how bad this is going to be. I mean, she could end up on the Las Vegas City Council, and she'll have to live with a lot of this funding stuff that the state government's doing. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.